Well, good morning, everyone. I thought at the beginning of the service, when we started, like John made the comment, that he is risen, but at the congregation, then gradually, they come in like the triumphant procession. I thought we'd only have about four kids, but as I was reminded, we're all kids at heart, aren't we? Four of us are, anyway. Yeah. That's it. You all right? You the princess this morning? No, it's great. I was, you know, this morning when we were singing, I was reminded some years ago, I was doing some work in a place called Ibadan in Nigeria. And part of the day that we had off, we got taken to the Ibadan University. And because it's where there were some market stalls and they sold novelties that you would want to buy to take home. And as we drove on, we saw this sign for a church on the university compound called the Church of the Resurrection. And as we drove onto it, we came to a roundabout that we obviously had to go round. And in the middle of this roundabout, there was a huge cross that was built there. So there was like a huge stone cross. It was massive, probably about as tall as this building, right in the middle of it. And what had happened is, on the ground on the other side, next to the road, the Muslims had built a mosque. And unbeknown to them, when they built it, the cross was in the direction of Mecca. And nobody had noticed this. So when they're going down in the prayers and coming up, whatever they say, when they were coming up, they were staring at this cross, right? And, you know, the Bible says the cross is an offence. So what they actually did is they built a huge screen partway between the mosque and the cross, so that when they were doing the prayers, they couldn't see the cross of Jesus, right? Because the cross is an offence to those that are perishing. And it's always stuck with me that, you know, block out the cross, but without the cross there is no forgiveness of sins. And without the resurrection, we haven't got the guarantee of our sins forgiven, because if there's no resurrection, Paul says, we're the most foolish of people. So why does God want us to be forgiven? Dun, dun, dun. There was a little tremor of excitement there, wasn't there, eh? I saw that. Are you a Man United fan? There's no hope. Okay, are you ready? Because I've got some cards here, and I want you to watch them very carefully, because I've got one card, two card, three card, four card. Now, what did you notice about that card? What do you see? It's got a hole in the card. Now, is that a hole, or is it a spot? Why is it a spot? Because it's round. And, well, if I turn that card over there and I put that there, is that now a spot, or is it a red spot, or is it a red hole? Or is it an illusion if I move it around? What do you think it could be? What do you think? Is it a spot? Well, I'll tell you what, if I put that card there and that card there like that, and then I rub that card on there like that and bring that one under there, and I pull that one out, then that one really does become a spot, doesn't it? You see, and God looks down at our lives and he sees that we have got spots in our lives that cause us lots of problems. And if we don't get God to deal with those spots, then they contaminate us and we end up in a complete mess, because we end up with lots of spots, you see. So you end up with a big problem. And God is very aware of that. So is that now a hole, or is it a spot? A hole. You think it's a hole. You think it's a spot. Okay, well, if I turn that one over, and then I turn that one over, and I pull that one out, that might give you an idea of what it could actually be, you see. So, but God actually looks down and he says, you think it was a spot, but God says, no, it isn't spots that we've got in our lives. You see, the back of that card is blank, the back of that one's blank. The back of that one is blank. But on the back of this one, God actually says, look, it really was a hole after all. Because that's why we need to keep our eyes on the things that God wants to do in each one of our lives. And that's why we need... Are you a bit puzzled there, darling? Yeah, she's looking a little bit perplexed. Never mind, just have an aspirin, you'll get over it. Okay. Now, one of the things that God looks down at, you see, he sees that we have a problem. Have you ever noticed you've got a problem in following instructions? When your mum says, pick up your dirty underpants off the bedroom floor. Oh. Eh? Eh? Or your mum says, you need to tidy your toys away. Have you noticed it's not that easy following instructions? Eh? So I wonder who's the best at following instructions. Is it the girls? Or is it the boys? You think it's the girls, do you? What do you mean, obviously? Eh? Eh? It's obvious that the girls are best at... Why is that? Because they're the girls. Okay, what's your name? Pardon? Right. Okay. If you just come with me for a minute. We shall do a little experiment here. Oh, never mind. Well, you said the girls were best. Is it? I need a boy now. Is there any boy that you fancy that I can get out? No. Right. Well, we'll get this one out here then, because he can be. Why not Christopher? That's all right, you see. So we can have. I didn't know that. It's the plan of God, you see, to see whether in the family home, if it's obvious that the girls are the best at following instructions, or if it's the boys. And do you think it's the boys, Christopher? He's not as confident as you. You're saying it's obvious. Why is it obvious? It's because they're the girls, right? That is definitely a female saying. So let's see what we got in here. We have some rope. You can have that piece. You can have this piece. Okay, and what you do with this now, you need one end in each hand pointing upwards. Okay, Christopher? Alright, face that way. One end in each hand pointing upwards, and you never let go of the ends, Christopher. What don't you do? What don't you do? Now, if you do this right, you should end up with a knot right in the middle of the rope, and all the boys will shout out, marry me! And all the girls will shout out, Christopher, babe magnet. They will. It's true. Right. So it is Easter. It gives us new hope, you see. All right. So this is what you do. One end in each hand, you bring your right hand over your left and bring it to the front. Flick it on the inside. Put it around. Pull it like that. You go one, two, three, and you flick it off and you end up with a knot in the rope just like that. Where's yours? You didn't catch any of that? Where's yours, Christopher? Okay. Do you support Manchester City? Good. Good. You don't, do you?
No.
Good. There's hope for Mount Chapel. Okay, here's what we do. Nice and slow, right hand over the left. Okay. Pull it down a little bit. Okay. That's it. Right hand over the left. Bring that hand to the front. Put your hand through there. Flick it round that rope. Pull it tight. That's it, you've done it. Pull it tight. That's it. Hands in the air. Keeping hold of the ends on the count of three. Are you ready? One. Two. Three. I do recall earlier you said something like, it's obvious the girls are better than the boys. It's not going too good for you this morning, is it? No? Wasn't quite that good there, was it, Christopher? No? Okay, let's try it again. Nice and slow. Keeping hold of the ends. This could be it this time. Right hand over the left. Pull it down to the front. Push it on the inside. Flick your wrist around. That's it. Pull it tight. Hands Brilliant. Hands in the air on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. Have you got the same problem with money? You can't let go of it. Actually, you see, what could be going on is it could be my role, because if you don't follow instructions, what you end up is in a bit of a knotty mess. And things can go wrong. Just blow a little kiss at that.
What?
Go. Go. One more.
Why?
Because I want you to. Go on. Brilliant. You been practicing?
No.
Oh. You see, because it sort of works like that. So you end up with a bit of a knotty problem. And the problem is that when God looks at those knotty problems, he says that we can try and get them out, but we can't. And that's why we need Jesus to come along. Go. 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 See? Because he can get them out. And if you don't do... Sorry, don't clap, throw money at the end. Okay? You see, if you don't get out of these tricky messes, you see the middle of my rope there?
Yeah.
That doesn't exist. That's an illusion.
I can feel it.
But it's an illusion. See it there?
Yeah.
It's an illusion. And I'll prove it's an illusion, because you see, sometimes we can get into a fix that we can't get out of, because God looks at us and he says that he can see. We can get into a real problem because of all the things that we do wrong. Okay, you hold that end. You hold that end. And you see, we can get into a fix where we can think, God, how am I going to get out of this problem? And God says we can. That's why we need the help of Jesus. That's why he came. And when the Bible says that we call upon the Lord, he actually says... Now, don't try that one at home, boys and girls. It only works because what you didn't see in the part of the illusion is that my head lifts slightly as the rope comes through and then reconnects magically. Okay? It's what? It did. It really just went, but the head is quicker than the eye. Or something like that. And you see, to follow God's instructions, what we need to do is we need to work with him. So you hold that one there, Christopher, you give me yours back, thank you, and let's see if we can do it this time. You see, when we can't do things on our own, that's why when Jesus breathed on the disciples and said, receive the Holy Spirit, he knew that we needed help. Now if you take hold of that rope there, and if you take hold of that rope there, you can let go of them now, Christopher, and you just slip it off and pull it and hold it up, and they'll give you a great big clap. Okay, there you go. So you see, we need outside help, and that's why Jesus came. So I want you to give my beautiful and my handsome assistant a nice big round of applause, and you can go back down. There you go. Now, one of the amazing things that always gets me is... Dun, 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 dun. Are you excited there? It's a mug.
Yeah.
It's not a mug. What do you think it could be?
A
thing. A what?
A mug.
A mug.
A mug. Yeah.
It's not a mug.
A cup.
It's not a cup.
A rabbit in a hat.
A rabbit in a hat. I haven't got a rabbit in here, but... Oh, hang on. I've got a hare. It's a gift, you know. You can't learn this. You see. No, I've got something. You're not scared, are you?
No.
No, because here I've got a can.
Wow,
that's exciting, isn't it? Now, if you thought that with the rope was bringing, do you want to be my beautiful assistant for a minute? Do you want to come and help me? Brilliant. And I need a young man. Are you going to come and help me? Brilliant. Okay. Here we go. Because this is gonna really get them going crazy. Because are you good at colours? Are you good at colours? What colours can you see?
white.
Here's one. Dun, dun, dun. You hold that one. Oh, don't drop it. What colour's this one?
Black.
What colour's yours?
White
with?
Black spots.
White with black spots. And what colour's yours?
Black.
With?
White.
White spots. Okay. Oh, I haven't told you any magic words yet, have I?
No.
You know any magic words?
No. Yeah. Open sesame.
Open sesame. No, I never use open sesame. The best magic words. Magic sausages. No, I'm having them for my breakfast. The best magic words of all. You've got to wiggle your fingers like this. And these are the words that my granny told me when I was about six. And she said to me one day, she said, "Paulie Morley, the best magic words of all are please and thank you." Right? And I've always remembered that. So let's have a little practice. Please and thank you. Brilliant. Okay. So if I take hold of your white hanky with the black spots, and I take hold of your black hanky with the white spots, and we whiz them around like that, and we place them in there very, very carefully. And then we say those magic words. Are we ready? Please and thank you. Oh, something's happening. I can feel it. It's happening. What colour was your hanky?
Black
with white spots. This is a miracle, because yours has changed to a white hanky with black spots, and yours has changed from a white hanky to a black hanky with white spots. Thank you. Oh! Amazing. Sometimes I'm scared. What do you mean a swap? I didn't swap. It was magic. Feel it in the air. It's magic in the air. We have a skeptic amongst us. Okay, we'll take hold of your white hanky that's become a black hanky, and we'll take hold of your white hanky, black hanky that's become a white hanky, and we'll twizzle them around, and we'll place them carefully inside the magic can, and we'll wiggle our fingers again, and we'll say those magic words. Please and thank you. And what colour was your hanky?
Black.
Black. It's happening. It's a miracle. Look. It's turned back into a black hanky with white spots. And yours has become a white hanky with black spots again. Oh. It's amazing. Praise the Lord. The day of miracles is still with us. Do you mean to just swap them? You're saying that there isn't a miracle happening when it goes in here, that they are not. There's conversations going on here at the front. When he put them in that order, he just swapped them. You saying I'm a cheat? I'm wounded. But you see, that actually reminds me of what we do. Because sometimes we say, we do things wrong, and then we say, "Oh, but Mum, I'm never going to do that again. I'll really be good. I will tidy my bedroom up. I'll do things right." And then we don't. We do things wrong, and we keep getting things wrong. And God knows that. The good that we want to do, we don't do. And the things that we don't want to do, we do. And we keep getting those things wrong. And that's why Jesus came down onto the earth. And when I was growing up, we used to have a saying that if somebody did something for you, would say, or took the blame for you, would say they're carrying the can. And when Jesus came down to the earth, he came, why I've got this can is because he came to take away all the bad thoughts and the bad words and the bad deeds that you and me commit, all those sins, those spotty things that mess up our lives. And when Jesus was hanging on the cross, he hung on the cross for 6 hours. And after 3 hours, the Bible says that it went dark. And he hung on the cross for 3 hours in darkness. So let's count to three. Are we ready? One, two, three. And the amazing thing is that Jesus actually carried. Because, do you want to get your hanky out? You see? You put your hand in there. You see, he actually took away all the spots that mess up our lives so that we can have a brand new start and become friends with God. There's a hole in it. There's a hole in your bucket, dear Liza. Yeah. Yeah. And that's because God wants us to be set free from all the things that we do that he knows that we keep on doing wrong. So I want you to give my handsome, nearly said beautiful then, my handsome and my beautiful assistant a big clap as we go back down to their place. Okay, I've got one more thing, and I've got. What do you mean? Pardon? A silver apple. Not quite. The what? Red, silver, and blue. The British. Where's silver on the British flag?
Silver like white.
It's like white. It's just like white, isn't it? Yes. Well, I need another couple of volunteers to help me with this. Not who? Not you. Actually, I might need this as well. And a blue hanky. Oh, and I need something else as well. Okay, so who's going to be my assistant sister? Are you going to come and help me? Come on then. And you this time. The sceptical one. Eh? What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, and you're?
Gabriel.
Yep. Good. Well done, Gabriel. You stand there so we've got a little bit of space. What I want you to do, Gabriel, is I want you to hold the blue block. Just check it. Make sure that there are no tooth fairies or anything like that hovering around on the inside. And Sarah, if you hold that one and just have a good look at that again. And also what we've got here is two ropes with red ends. Now what I want you to imagine, Sarah, is that this silver block here, because it's silver and it's very shiny and nice, represents God. Okay? And if that one represents God, Gabriel, what do you think that one could represent?
H-L-L or the devil?
No.
What?
It represents us.
What?
Well, so if that's us and that's God, what do you think this one could be, Gabriel? No.
The devil?
No.
An apple?
What is it? No, it's not the devil. Pardon? That was good prompting from the back there, James. It was sins. And why I've got these two ropes is because it reminds me that boys and girls and mums and dads end up with a problem that gets caught right in the middle of their lives called the sin problem. And it gets caught right there. So what I want you to do, Gabriel, is I want you to hold those two ropes there. What I want you to do, Sarah, is hold those two ropes there. Now pick any one of those two ropes, Gabriel. Pick any one of them. And you pick any one of them, Sarah. That one. And that one. Okay. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to show us what really happened on that very first Easter weekend. So now we've got that block. Hold that again, Sarah. Hold that one again, Gabriel. And what I want you to do now is I want you to put those two ropes through that block. And you put those two ropes through your block. Brilliant. Well done. So we'll bring that right up there. like that. Well done, Sarah. Just give it a little poke through again. You're brilliant. Okay, I'll have that. You hold the ropes. Okay. So look at the problem we've got. We've got stuck right in the middle. All our wrong thoughts, wrong words and wrong deeds. Tied right in the middle. And now we can see what they're doing. God is on this side and we're on this side. And the barrier between people and God is all the things that we do wrong. All the bad thoughts, the bad words and the bad deeds. And because of that, God says we can never become friends with God. Because there's always a barrier in the way. But God wants to be our best friend. If you hold the ropes about there, Sarah, okay? And if you hold the ropes about there, Gabriel, because they're a bit long, okay? We can let them go down. Oh, keep hold of it. That's fine. Hold it like that. You hold it. Bring your hand in a little bit, just so it keeps it up and people can see it. There we are. So it's stuck right in the middle. What God does is he looks at that problem and he says, that's why I came in the form of Jesus. Because nobody going to church can't get rid of that problem. Giving your money away can't get rid of that problem. Trying to be a good person can't get rid of that problem. In fact, the Bible says that there was nobody good enough to get rid of that problem apart from Jesus. And that's why I've got this blue scarf. Because it reminds me that Jesus, when he came to show us the goodness of God and to take away our sins. And as I said earlier, that when he was on that cross, and as he hung there, it went dark. And the Bible says that at that moment, that all the bad thoughts, words and deeds that we've ever committed were laid upon Jesus. And he was dying. He says, nobody takes my life from me. I give it as a gift from God, so that you can be friends with God. Now, Gabriel, if you pull that way, and if you pull that way, Sarah, pull. It comes out. Why? So that you and me can become friends with God. And you see, so that now us and God can be friends and know each other in a real way. But that doesn't mean that we never ever sin anymore. Because we all still do things wrong. But here's the thing now that really happens. Is that now, even when we do things wrong, and everybody does, that never again can that sin get in the way of us and God. Because the Bible says that there is nothing in the whole of creation that can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. It's always on the outside. And when it tries to get in between, the Bible says that the minute we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and removes it and takes it far away from each one of us, so that now we can become a friend of God. And you know what? This morning, boys and girls, and mums and dads, if you've never made Jesus your best friend, if you've never asked him to come into your life, to live inside and to be your best friend, then we're going to say a prayer right now where you can ask God to take away those bad thoughts, bad words and bad deeds, so that you can become his friend. The one who says, I'll never leave you or let you go. So let's close our eyes for a minute and let's pray. And this is the prayer if you want to make Jesus your best friend this morning. You say this prayer quietly to yourself after me. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus. And I ask you to forgive me for my bad thoughts, my bad words, and my bad deeds. And change me from the inside out, so I will be a friend of God. And fill me with your Holy Spirit. And I really mean it. Amen. Now if you pray, oh, one last thing. Let's give my beautiful and handsome assistant a big clap. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Gabriel. And if any of you, boys and girls, if you prayed that prayer this morning, because I heard some of you were praying it, then right at the end of the service, I want you to go and tell whoever teaches you in your Sunday school class, if you're here, if they're here, to go and tell them, and just simply, and tell your mum and dad, I prayed that prayer this morning because I know they'd like to pray for you. Okay? John.
Thank you, Paul. That's great, isn't it? Thank you. Now then,